Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Baba Siddiq murder. Cops zero in on big SRA project after it emerged that the crime branch is looking into certain SRA projects in Bandra East following Zeeshan Siddiq's cryptic statement that his father died protecting the homes of the poor. Midday spoke to residents of Sant Gyaneshwar Nagar in Bandra East, who demanded that the SRA should redevelop the project without delay. However, all of them sought homes in the same locality. Siddiq and his son were against the project and the latter had also forcibly stopped the survey in July 2024. Read more. Mumbai, hand, foot, and mouth disease on rise in city. Pediatricians in the city are witnessing an increase in cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, HFMD, a viral infection that causes rash, blisters on the hands and feet, sore throat among other symptoms that turn into painful ulcers. The disease has been infecting children and elderly immunocompromised people for the last few weeks. Read more. SC closes proceedings against Isha Foundation. The Supreme Court on Friday closed the proceedings in a habeas corpus petition filed by a man who had alleged that his two daughters were held captive inside the premises of spiritual leader Jaggi Vasudev's Isha Foundation at Coimbatore. Read more. INT vs NZ first test. Optimism prevails after India's first inning struggles on an action-packed Friday that produced the second most runs on a day of test cricket in India. A single delivery might otherwise not have been the talking point had it not been the last ball of the day, and had it not accounted for one of India's premier batters of all time. Read more. Akal Takht to set up panel of six scholars to review Diljit Dosanjh's Punjab 95 after CBFC demands nearly 120 cut support for director Honey Trehan's Punjab 95, a biopic on human rights activist Jaswant Singh Khalra, is rising. Last month, Midday reported that the Shiromani Gurdwara Parbandhak Committee, SGPC, stood by the film that has been held up at the Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, for the past 2 years. Now, the matter has caught the attention of the Akal Takht, considered the highest temporal authority of Sikhs. The body has instructed the SGPC to form a review board to examine the Diljit Dosanjh starrer. This directive comes in response to the CBFC handing out nearly 120 changes, which range from rechristening the movie, to Khalra's character being renamed, cut till you edit history. September 25th. Read more.